Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt podcast. It's your girl, Chrissy Chella, and listen up, right? I am so freaking excited to have this woman on my podcast. She's honest, she's transparent, she's raw, and better yet, she is someone who I just absolutely adore. I've known this girl for, I'd say, about a good, oh my God, since the start of my career, yeah. I would say. It is Connie Zimmern.
Hey.
How are you?
That was so good.
Thank you. I know.
I'm good. It feels good to be out and about.
And why does it feel good to be out and about? You tell everyone.
I had a baby 7 weeks ago.
Ooh.
I know. And I just feel free being out for a couple of hours. I had a Mint Aero on the train. It was so nice. Because I rush all my food now, like just in case she wakes up.
Yeah.
So I bought myself a Mint Aero and I just sat on the train and I literally like enjoyed every bubble.
I bet you were like smiling. People.
This is not an ad, by the way.
By the way, we're not getting paid by this, so please don't think that. But yeah, Connie's had a baby. And listen, I don't really like know much about being pregnant because I've never been pregnant. And, you know, I'm not really ready to have a baby, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, if it happens, then
yeah,
I'll be...
embrace it.
Yeah, I'm going to embrace it and thank the Lord. But I'm just not ready right now.
Yeah, cool.
So the reason why I wanted Connie on this podcast is because I want to make sure there's a podcast for everyone.
Yeah.
And whether you are pregnant, planning on having a baby, post-pregnancy, pre-pregnancy, whatever, I just want to ask you as many questions as possible.
Yeah, go for it, fire away.
So, yeah, we're just going to be open and transparent. My first question is, did you plan her?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. She was planned.
I didn't know that.
I've been broody since I can remember, just from a very maternal family. Mum's one of eight. Mum's had four. And I've just always loved babies. So I knew I wasn't going to wait until my 30s to start, because that's really common now. Because women are just smashing it career wise, which is amazing. I wanted to do both, and luckily working on social media, I feel like I can. Maybe if I did have a normal 9-to-5 job, it would be different. I'd have to consider a few things. And also, we were lucky enough, or I shouldn't say lucky, we worked hard for it, but we have our own property. So I wasn't going to have a baby before that either. And it all happened by the time I was 25.
Yeah.
So gave it a couple of years and I had Macy. I was 26, but 27 the next day. So I had it the day before my birthday.
Oh my God, you're going to be the same star sign. You're going to clash.
I know. Oh my God, probably.
Taurus
as well
to?
Is so strong-minded headstrong. But I'll encourage that anyway in her.
Yeah, damn right. She should be a strong, independent woman. She's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I'll think.
When you had her, I was like, oh my God.
I was like,
Connie, congratulations. Oh, I just wanted to hold her.
You never know... You can imagine what they're going to look like, when you just never know. But yeah, no, it was all planned, and I got pregnant really quick. Everyone always asks me, how quick did it take for you to get pregnant? First time, but that might not happen again.
Yeah.
I feel really lucky in that sense, because for some people it's not as easy as that. I don't know why it was so quick for me. I don't know if I did anything different. But yeah, I felt really lucky and really grateful that...
But you're someone who, ever since I followed you, obviously you've had your own fitness journey.
Yes.
And your brother obviously helped you, but yes. you put in the work. Yes. And there's one thing that always annoyed me about your social media is people thought it was Bradley who yeah. got you into the gym. And I'm like, listen, someone can encourage you, but it's you putting in the work.
Yeah.
And you put in the work and you made the effort and the conscious effort to get yourself to the gym.
Yeah, of course.
And do this for you and nobody else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, that used to really irritate me as well. Because as much as Bradley was an amazing influence on me, and, you know, I started working for him, so it did make it easier. I was with him quite a lot. I could have said no. I didn't have to do the workouts. I didn't have to join in with his clients. I mean,
exactly.
Plus, he got so busy that he couldn't train me anymore, and he had other commitments. And it was down to me to maintain it, and I did. You know?
And you did. And also, you had such a holistic approach to fitness. You yeah. still do. Yeah. And I feel like with your fitness journey, it's very relatable. It wasn't a fat loss journey in its sense. It was more about you bettering yourself and making yourself feel better.
Yeah.
And I feel like you weren't overly depriving. You still enjoyed your treats, but you kept your diet more wholesome, more clean.
Yeah.
And this is what I always say. You could be like the most healthiest person in the world, you know, eating only clean, clean food, as they call it, constantly be in a deficit. Not that that's healthy, but you know where I'm kind of going yeah. with this, right? Doing so much cardio, so much resistance training. And it could be really difficult for you to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Your body responds and reacts to things so differently.
Yeah.
And just because you look a certain way doesn't mean you're healthy.
And we have to remember, as women, we need fat. Our hormones are in our fat. So, you know, fat is important.
Insulin is so important.
Everyone's so desperate to lose fat and to have a low body percentage. But
which is fine if that's what you want.
You know, if that's what makes you happy. I do think it's quite sad that if that's what makes people happy. There's more to life, in my opinion. You asked me to be brutally honest.
Be honest. Yeah. This is what it's about. That's your opinion. So
and as becoming a mum and having a big, like a wider perspective on life and, you know, your priorities change, you realise having a low fat percentage is not important at all. What's important is about being healthy and happy, in my opinion. This is my opinion, and I felt that before I even had Macy. So although Bradley did encourage me, influence me, and he showed me how to train like so well, I love his style of training, our opinions are still very different in a lot of ways. He's very aesthetically pleasing.
Constant six pack, constant low body fat
percentage is important to him, but Bradley's 25. He's a good looking lad. He's got nothing to worry about but his amazing career in
and
the
his appearance.
And his appearance. So whatever, that's fine. And there's a lot of people that follow him that are the same. But for me, it wasn't about that. I'd spent too many years worrying about being skinny that my health was then affected. Even when I was my smallest, size 10, that's as small as I can physically go, unless I literally starve myself, which I could never do. I was so miserable. I was 18. I looked bloody great, but I was so miserable.
That wasn't your purpose, though. You know, that's not what you enjoyed.
No, I was miserable getting there. I was like overtraining and not eating carbs and then trying a different diet, whatever. It was so boring, and then became really overweight because I deprived myself for so long. And then so I became really overweight for my height and for me anyway. I mean,
I always say when people say I became overweight, I always go about what society thinks is overweight, yes, or what the government, the health industry tells you.
So I became a size 16, which is what, you know, for me personally felt overweight.
Yeah,
I wasn't comfortable being that size, but so many women look amazing that size or unhappy that size, which is good for them. But for me, I just wasn't happy. I was living with it, but as soon as I found out that I had a fatty liver, stomach infection, probably a little bit depressed, suffering liver anxiety because of it all, because my hormones were so messed up as a result of the stomach infection, enough was enough. I was like, I've gone from being skinny and miserable, and now I feel overweight and miserable, and I'm now really unhealthy and my organs are suffering.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't good. Yeah. So then it all just happened at the same time as working with Bradley. It all just happened at the same time. It was such good timing. I don't even know what the question was, but I'm just thinking.
No, keep going. No, because I'm fuck's sake, Connie, we really have something going there.
I told you I won't shut up today.
No, but that's good.
No, I'll keep going if you want me to.
But this is good because so many people strive to look a certain way. Yeah. And even with me, for example, like, I'm not scared to have muscle or quads or biceps. No. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, I like building muscle. Like, yeah. That's just me, you exactly. know? That's yeah. how I want to look. And you, I love.
And you enjoy it. And you don't.
I really enjoy it.
It's not affecting your life. It's not affecting you mentally.
Yeah. No, it's not. What I mean? It used to.
Okay.
It used to. Like, when I first started.
That's the difference.
Yeah, when I first started, I always wanted to look a certain way. And I thought having, like, a constant six-pack is how I should look because I'm in the fitness industry.
And it was making you miserable.
It was making me... Connie, like, I literally used to go to the gym and hate every second of it because yeah. I was like, oh my God, unless I have a six pack, I cannot promote an ab routine. Mm. I cannot promote being a fitness
That's
influencer.
My point.
Like,
what's the point of looking a certain way if you're miserable yeah. or unhealthy or unhappy? What is the point?
And some people, you know, this is way off topic. We were meant to talk about pregnancy, but it is what it is. This is what
we'll get there.
We'll get there eventually. But some people genuinely do enjoy being larger.
Yeah,
you know they love it, they embrace it. But
I wish I could.
There's no problem with that.
But because I was unhealthy with it, I became miserable with it. I wasn't like a healthy size 16.
So how do you feel then? Sorry to interrupt, but I really want to ask you this question because it's like hot right now. How do you feel about when, you know, what society classifies as overweight women, when they talk about you should love yourself regardless of whether you are. You know, whether you're a size 22, you can eat as much junk food as you want. That's self-love. Do you agree with that?
I agree that people should love themselves because I do agree that you are so much more than what you look like.
Yeah.
And if you are genuinely happy, the size you are, regardless whether that's a size 4 to a size 22.
40, I was going to say 40.
Yeah, 40. Was a 40. Does that exist? Then good for bloody you. Mm. I couldn't care less. Mm. But... when people start promoting junk food and eating what you want, don't get me wrong, I had a few Mackey D's during my pregnancy.
Oh my God, I think there's something wrong with you if you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. And I do love the taste of a double cheeseburger, I'm not going to lie. No, I'm just not for like, I'm getting a bit bored of seeing curvy girls or what we consider as plus size girls. On Instagram, in their underwear, eating a donut. I'm just sick of it. I'm bored of that.
It's one of those things I always ask
and I'm
myself.
Also bored of slimmer, skinny girls sitting there with a massive plate of spaghetti with a cleavage out. I'm just bored of it. Like, just be you and just stop trying to just...
please
just,
society.
Just post a picture of yourself and that's it, you know? Be done with it.
Yeah, like, I couldn't agree more with what you said about whether you're a size 4 or a size 22, whatever, 22, whatever size you want to be, if that's genuinely what makes you mentally happy and you are so content with the life you're living and every morning you wake up fulfilled, so be it. Like, I don't care what your size is.
No.
What bothers me personally is, especially as a trainer, it bothers me when people say it's absolutely fine to eat what you want. That's classified as healthy. Because it's not, because you've just said what I want, yeah.
God knows what state I'd be in.
Yeah, you were having... I do love
vegetables, fruit, whatever. But if I ate what I wanted, I'd be eating steak all the time and like truffle. I'm like proper grabbing my shoulders and everything.
She's touching herself.
I'm literally
she's talking
touching
about
myself.
But it's but you would also have... But it's not that. It's also...
I'm all about being mindful.
Exactly.
So, for example, before I came, I had like a late lunch. It was like a breakfast almost. It had avocados, grilled tomatoes, mushrooms.
Nutritional.
But then, it came with like I say hash brown, but it's done baked with like a little bit of olive oil, like a healthy hash brown. I then just didn't have toast because for me. Mm. There's enough carb in that hash brown. That's enough to satisfy me. Mm. I don't need toast as well. That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
And that's how I live my life throughout my weight loss journey. I didn't do calorie deficit or anything
good.
Like that.
Yeah, if that's what worked for
and
you.
And that's what my... I'm not even self-promoting the book, but that's literally my recipes don't have... Mm. Even though it's a weight loss book, it's just good food, good wholesome food cooked from scratch.
That's the same with Tone and Sculpt.
It's just educating you on how to be mindful of portion sizes or like if you've had a big roast dinner that day, you know, don't have three of them. that day. You know,
but it's no, just, but it's it is. I couldn't agree more with you.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah,
I maintained a healthy size 12 doing that. I don't miss anything anymore because I don't let myself.
Mm.
And yeah, that was my message. You
so
know?
Do you think? Then going back to the original question,
yeah.
Do you think if you had continued to be considered to have health risks because of your weight, do you think it would have been more difficult for you to try and get pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah?
I do. I think that being healthy definitely would have helped because, again, it was messing up my hormones and it's mm-hmm. all that's all to do with down there. I mean, I can't say for sure, but... Also, getting pregnant is a lot to do with the mind because your mental health affects your physical health so much.
So much.
So much.
I can't stress it enough.
So, like, for example, I don't know if this is a bit strong, but, you know, say if some people can feel so great and then you can get diagnosed with cancer or a really serious illness and you lose that motivation and that optimism and that positive attitude that you once had, that you can deteriorate really quickly.
Yeah.
And for me, what I say, if you're trying to get pregnant, you need to be so relaxed. Your body needs to be stress-free. Like, I know so many girls that as soon as they relax about it and actually stop trying, they fell pregnant. So, you know, I was in such a healthy mindset as well as physically that I think that really helped me get pregnant.
You know, it's funny you say that, right? Because I mentioned in my YouTube video not long ago, I went to Austria and I recorded my whole like eat healthy with me on the go, and I sat down briefly in the video and I said like I'd lost my period for about 2 months, and it's because I was so stressed. It wasn't because I was doing anything differently.
Well, there you go, that's another thing.
It wasn't because I was eating in a deficit, and eating in a deficit does mess up your hormones. Bikini pro athletes, when they go on stage, their body is at such a low body fat percentage that their hormones are just not responsive anymore.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because I was in a deficit. It wasn't because I was under eating. It was genuinely because I was so stressed from work and overly worked that my body shut down.
Yeah.
And these are things that social media doesn't speak about.
No.
You know, they speak about the abs you have. They don't speak about the fact that I haven't had a period in 2 months. I've got it back now because I realized I lost it because of the way I was thinking.
Stress, yeah.
And I was overly
stressed.
Did you
think you were pregnant?
I'm not going to lie, I did a little bit. And I was like,
ah. But then you realized.
My mum would be so happy right now. Because my mum's like constantly looking at Jack like, come on.
And you're in a serious relationship.
Yeah, but
you've got so much going on.
No,
I mean, there's no right time, like we were saying, to have a baby. But you're right. Stress can affect your period. You need your period to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So mental and physical health for me is
just as important.
Yeah, and they affect each other, so they work hand in hand. So a lot of this self-love thing you see on social media is all about mental health. But in my opinion, I can't be mentally happy unless I'm physically happy or in a good place.
Yeah.
And vice versa, you know.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, for me, they go hand in hand. And I honestly would never. I am honestly not genuinely happy in myself if I'm larger than a 14.
That's fair enough.
I'm a 14 now, post baby, and I can't wait to just get back to my size 12 self.
And you have that motivation as well because you know how good it made you feel being that size.
And I don't want self love activists and people, because I consider myself one of them, but I might just be a little bit different to other ones. But I don't want them thinking, oh, that's really sad that she's more happy as a size 12. I mean, how can she put that pressure on herself? Bullshit.
But I'm that's sorry. What makes you happy, and that's what makes them happy. Yeah, like, who are they to judge?
It doesn't
who
make
are,
me happy
are we to judge?
It doesn't make me happy because I'm smaller. It makes me happy because that's when I'm fittest. It's when I'm most healthy, most mobile.
You feel more comfortable.
I've got more energy, you know. It's not just about how I look.
Yeah. But it's the same
Although
with
I prefer my clothes when I'm a size 12 as well.
I just
but that's okay as well. If you like fashion, and the fashion that's like, I'm just wearing all black and a baggy shirt all the time now because nothing else, I don't feel comfortable in anything else. I can't wait to get to size 12. I'm back in my jeans. I can wear my cool outfits and stuff again.
My saucy outfits.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been saucy. That's one thing I wouldn't call myself.
But it's the same with me. Like, it's crazy because I like being active and I like being fit and I like having lean legs. That's what I like.
Yeah.
It's not because I depend on that.
Yeah.
But it's I feel my strongest. Yeah. And it's the same with you. Like, you feel your healthiest when you're that size. Someone else might feel their healthiest when they're a size 22.
Yeah.
Now, we're not saying that is healthy because they could have so many health risks. Mm.
But they might have none.
Or they might have none.
I mean, I find it unlikely, and sorry.
But everybody's different, and I feel like each case needs to be taken into consideration individually.
Why should we have to explain ourselves? It's my fucking body.
Exactly. No, it's true.
Like, I feel guilty. I actually feel guilty sometimes saying what I'm saying now online.
You shouldn't feel guilty.
Because of the people that, some of the people, plus size, I keep saying plus size. Am I allowed to say that anymore? Like, fucking hell. I don't even know what I can and can't say.
Who are you harming by saying what you're saying? Nobody.
Well, you don't know anymore. Everyone's so sensitive. That's how I feel.
Connie hasn't been out in a while, guys.
I know, God. It's a build-up. Yeah, but it's fine. I'm scrolling through social media, pulling my hair out. No, like, I just feel like everyone's so opinionated on social media. If it makes, like, Bradley gets a lot of stick for it. If it makes Bradley happy that he focuses on how he looks, leave him to it. The people that follow him are the same. They love it too. They love his workouts. That's what makes those people happy. And then you have other personal trainers, the ones that don't like that point of view, that, you know, won't train someone if they want to be trained for aesthetic reasons. So there's personal trainers now that will only train someone to train them. They can't have any physical goals. They're not interested in training someone with physical goals.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's
like,
a bit restrictive, though. I don't like that. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, they're the body positive activists slash personal trainers.
Oh, God.
I know.
You can go around in circles.
But this is what I mean. So it's all getting very crazy. I just think, just leave people be happy how you want to be happy. Be careful who you're influencing.
Exactly.
I hate all these people that are influencing, like, encouraging people to to diet and whatever. I wouldn't tell you what I eat in a day, because what I eat in a day changes every day.
And it's different.
And what suits me doesn't suit someone else. So, yeah, everyone just needs to mind their own business.
It's true. And even, like, referring back to your book is, because you said you don't deprive anyone from any food group. And that's the same with the Tone & Sculpt app. Like, we made a conscious effort
with
our nutritionists. Like, our nutritionist helps people on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Okay, whether you're diabetic, have high cholesterol, low cholesterol. And she tells all of her clients, like, each food group serves a purpose.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? So, for example, a piece of chicken is high in protein but lacks micronutrients.
Mm.
So your body needs, let's say, the chicken, I'm just saying, for example, the chicken for protein, but it lacks micronutrients.
Yeah.
So therefore, to get micronutrients such as vitamin C or, you know, vitamin D, you need carrots, oranges, clementines, I don't know. So that serves a purpose. It's low in protein but high in vitamins. So each food group serves a different purpose for your body to, you know, be satisfied and fulfilled. And it's not about you having only those food groups, because if you're satisfying and fulfilling your body, then that 20% or even that 30% is indulgence.
Mm.
Or let's not even call it indulgence. It's you just having the food you like.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you having the food you like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mm-hmm. But if you are incredibly ill and there are so many health risks to the point where it could be life-threatening and the only solution is to lose weight, then I'm not going to encourage you to have a slice of pizza.
No.
I'm not going to be that person. That's not self-love to me.
No.
Okay, self-love to me is you looking after your heart, your organs, your brain.
If I carried on, I don't know, I could have had fatty liver disease. You know, it could have spread to other organs.
Yeah.
And, like, look, you know, people said, oh, but you carried it so well. Like, you know, because I had a big blow dry and fake tan and makeup all the time and, you know, dress nice and whatever. No one would have looked at me and thought she's ill or she's got fatty liver or anything like that. But the doctor told me straight up, like, you know, you got fatty liver. I had acne on my back as well, which was like one of the side effects. And I said, oh, really? How did that happen? And he went, are you being serious? Mm. You don't know how that happens. He was like, you need to lose weight.
Mm.
You know, your health's at risk. And I was like, no, a health professional's never told me that, you know. My mum and my brothers might have said, like, you know, look, Con, which I've never appreciated, but, you know, that's just because they care about me.
Yeah, obviously.
But it was until that doctor said it to me, you know, if you carry on, you know, it can be really, really, you know, not life.
Yeah, but nowadays people tell you not to even listen to doctors and to listen to influencers.
Don't listen to doctors and listen to influencers.
People are like, doctors will always tell you to lose weight. That's their only solution.
Oh.
And then it's like... But
well, when I had my 6-week checkup with Macy, she said, can you get on the weighing scales? I said, oh, really? I don't weigh myself.
Yeah.
And she was like, but you have to. We need to check your BMI. I said, okay, well, I'll get on the scales, but I'm not looking and I don't want you to tell me.
Yeah, fair enough.
And she was just like, okay. And I was like, but my BMI doesn't mean anything to me.
It doesn't mean anything.
When I was a size 10, I was still considered obese. I'm just heavy.
Honestly, there's so many things out there nowadays. So, it's a bit draining.
She actually said to me, are you sure you don't want to know? Because I think she might have been a bit concerned. And I was like, no, I don't want to know.
No.
Leave me alone.
I don't even have scales at home. I bought scales for the first time to measure my body fat. And I was like, oh, piss off.
What? Yeah.
No, I did it for a video.
I know.
I don't actually care about my body fat, if I'm being honest. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But it was wrong anyway. So I want to ask you, right, because, like, basically, after you gave birth.
Yeah.
Did you feel like this immense pressure to get back into fitness? Because obviously, like, in social media, there are these amazing mums who they give birth and straight away they're exercising. Or whilst they're pregnant, they're exercising. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that if your doctor and your midwife has been like, all clear, you can go ahead and do what you want to do. Some women are incredibly active before their pregnancy and then they carry it through. Some women decide to be a bit more active when they're pregnant because they are thinking more about the baby and the baby's health.
Yeah.
But did you feel a lot of pressure?
Well, I love being active and I do love fitness. And my plan was to stay active throughout my pregnancy. One, so that... Yes, there was less pressure once she was born, because I wouldn't gain as much. That was in my mind, because I've built this career on being healthy, mindful weight loss, sustainable weight loss. But I mean, I realised, oh my God, shut up, Connie, whatever. But it just didn't work out like that. I mean, I had SPD, which is just severe pain and pressure on my pelvis. I carried really low throughout the whole pregnancy. So even walking around the park one lap was just killed me.
Mm.
It was really, really tough. I was also craving chocolate every single day.
I can't wait to get pregnant.
I know. So it wasn't I wasn't as active in my pregnancy as I would have liked to have been. I miss it so much. I really can't wait to do 5K again.
Wow.
I can't even run down the road. I tried the other day, it looked like a right twat.
I bet you are.
My pelvis still sore 7 weeks later.
My pelvis.
I know. I'm still not right. But I'm walking as much as I can. And do you know what? Good for those women. I do envy them. I did envy them while I was pregnant, watching their videos and stuff on Instagram.
Did you feel pressure?
I didn't feel pressure. I'm so happy for everyone.
That's so nice.
That's, you know, really nice. I just think good for you. You're so lucky. And a lot of them are personal trainers, so they know techniques. They know
what to do.
Because when you're pregnant, you have to be really careful. You need to make sure your technique is spot on. So that's why also, if you weren't active before and you want to start being active when
especially with resistance training,
you need to be in a class where the instructor really cares. You need to have either one-to-one sessions or just stick to walking and just really basic, like, squats or something you can do at home just to keep your body glutes weights. Strong.
Yeah.
My problem was my glutes just went. My glutes are crap. They're so lazy.
Mm.
And because they went, all the pressure was on my, quads?
Yeah,
quads. All the pressure was on thighs, that, yeah. Which then the pressure then went up into the pelvis.
Mm.
So look, you know, I went to a physio and they explained all of this to me because I was really suffering. So that's another thing to do, is to see a physio, and they can explain to you, give you exercises to do to keep your muscles strong. That's the most important thing. Don't worry about trying to maintain your weight or lose weight while you're pregnant. That's madness. I go on Pinterest and it was like 10 exercises to do whilst pregnant to lose weight. Why are you losing weight when you're pregnant? You need to gain weight.
Oh.
It's natural to gain weight. So you just need to take that down. I just advise people to stay strong.
Yeah.
Try and stay strong for your pregnancy so you can support your body. And just enjoy all the food. Don't get too carried away because there are risks of getting diabetes. Mm. You know, you got to think whatever you're eating is feeding the baby. I'm surprised Macy hasn't got ADHD, though, the amount of chocolate I ate. So that would be my advice. Stay strong throughout your pregnancy if you can, just with simple exercises. Walk as much as you can, but don't put pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Enjoy the pregnancy as much as you can. You feel sick for most of it and tired anyway. You know, life's too short. You're pregnant for 9 months. You're alive for however long, if yeah. you know. And, you know, there's time to get back in the gym. You know, I'm not stressing.
There's no rush.
I'm not stressing about it at all. I'm going back to study my personal training course. I'll be a PT soon, which is amazing.
Lovely.
And I'm going to be doing that whilst getting back to my size 12 self. So
great motivation.
Yeah. And I'm not putting pressure on myself to do it. How long it takes. Last time it was 12-week transformation. This time, God knows.
12 months.
Yeah, well, it probably will be.
And that's absolutely fine.
That's a really healthy amount of time after being pregnant.
Your body's been under pressure for 9 months.
Yeah.
9 months has been adapting.
A human came out of my vagina, man.
Literally, like, fuck my life. That's literally what's happened.
I actually felt like an absolute legend.
What? Like, I bet when she came out, you were like, what? What do I?
I didn't even feel her come out at the end. That wasn't the worst
bit. I don't know why,
bit.
But I keep thinking when I'm pregnant, I'm gonna have such a difficult labour.
Baby, you need to be positive.
No, I know, but I bash my toe and I'm like, oh my god, oh my fucking.
You need to do hypnobirthing.
Oh my god, that's what I'm like. Imagine me in labour, I'll be like, Jack, get
you're gonna swear so much.
Because I swear like a sailor. Everyone's like, oh my god, you swear so much. I'm like, yeah, get over it. This is me. This is how I am.
Well, in labor, you're going to swear a lot. No. I was pretty, you know, everything was pretty much under control until her head was on my bum. Oh my god, I thought my insides were
coming out. Did you have an epidural?
I did in the end. Because
I don't blame you, sorry.
I went to the birthing suite, but my blood pressure was too high to stay there.
Oh.
So I couldn't have a natural water birth. I was gutted. I had to go upstairs, and then I was like, right, well, I'm here now, so my birthing plan's out the window.
Give me the epidural.
But my contractions were every minute at that point, and they said, that's why your blood pressure's high, because I literally, 2:30, first contraction every 4 minutes, then every 2 minutes within an hour.
Like, tell me, like, are they like period cramps? What are they like?
It's like, well, everyone's different. Some women get it in their legs, some get it in their back, some get it in the front. Mine was sort of
everywhere.
No, it wasn't everywhere. Yeah, it's like a period pain times 10.
Oh,
for a small period of time, and then you have time to have a break, and then you prepare
Connie,
for the next one.
Connie, stop trying to sugar this shit up, man.
No, but it's important too, because I think women scare women. They love scaring women. Like, we're designed to do this.
I get a period and I'm like, Jack.
Well, you just need to stop being a drama
Jack,
queen.
Literally, that is literally me. I'm like, oh my god, Jack.
You're just a drama queen, babe. Oh my God. I would not want to be in that room when you're giving birth.
Do you know what I'm
to be fair, I had like five midwives staring at me while I was trying to do what I thought was a poo, but it wasn't. I was she was coming on the toilet. And I was like, I do not need an effing audience.
Yeah,
and they were all like, oh, they all scurried away.
Well, but if I'm about to shit myself, I don't need people staring at me.
Well, I was about to give birth. So they were watching me because they were like, we need to get her on the bed. And I thought they were just staring at me poo. Your dignity goes out the window.
Yeah, I bet.
So like abs and quads, you won't even give a crap. You won't even be thinking about it.
You just
want
to make sure the baby's healthy.
When you give birth, once you've had a baby and you become a mum, I think you just see everything changes.
And yeah, that's a good point you made, because now you have a baby, and especially because she's a girl, I feel like, I don't know, I might be completely wrong, but women are a little bit more, I say, vulnerable to society in the way that they are made to feel they should look, right? So we have like this high standard of keeping up with our nails, our lashes, our tan, our hair, blah, blah, blah. So now that you have a daughter, how do you feel about her potentially being on social media? Does it scare you a bit?
Do you know what? It does. It scares me if she's not like me, in the sense that I don't get influenced easily by anyone. I'm very strong-minded. I'm very much...
But you're also 27. Imagine she's going to be 15.
Yeah, I might
media.
Have been influenced by people at that age. Mm. Yeah, do you know what? Well, she's only allowed to follow me, and that's it.
And me. I'm her auntie. Excuse me. I'd be like, come on, what? Macy, it is such let's go.
It is a really scary thought, actually. And I'm hoping that it's all shut down by the time she reaches 15.
Well, what's I don't know.
I think I'll be one of those mums where I'm going to trust her, and I'm going to really install in her that she's bloody amazing.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. She's going to be a strong, independent woman.
Yeah, damn right.
But I'm also... she'll have that freedom. I don't want to intrude on her, but I will have some sort of control over her password and just checking that everything's okay, and that she, you know, I don't really want her to follow Kim Kardashian and people like that, to be honest.
It's
just because
you're a mum.
I know a lot of celebrities as well, and I know like that it's just such a like a snippet and a really small aspect of their life, the perfect aspects of their life that go on there as well. So it's, I don't get influenced with it, because I know actually, well, do you know what, just before she took that photo, she was really, really down about this, you know, or I don't know, that's just an example. Or like, we don't know anything about the Kardashians, we just
see what we see.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that, whereas, you know, if you're not in the industry, you don't know that.
Or if you're a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, you really think these people's lives are perfect.
Yeah.
So it's just protecting her from that and just making her realise that there's more to life again than...
But also, she can be very heavily, positively influenced by the right people.
Yeah, which is great.
And it depends who you follow and whose journey inspires you.
Yeah. So I have a question for you.
What?
Do you love everything about your body?
Oh, Con, you can't ask me that.
I can.
Oh.
Because you tell everyone, you know, you do like to try and embrace your flaws. Well, what we think are flaws. Flaws,
yeah.
But, you know, you have
your
days.
Are you referring to the story I posted a while back?
No, I don't know.
Oh, do you not see that story?
I watch all your stories, babe, but I can't remember.
Do you know the one where I posted about my stretch marks and my saggy tits?
Oh no, I've got saggy tits.
Yeah, bloody same.
Hell. And stretch marks.
Yeah, I've got them.
And now I've got such bad acne, I've turned to antibiotics and I'm really upset about it.
So I'm on Roaccutane. It's the best thing I ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not on that one. I'm on an L one, beginning with that. But I've always said, I asked you a question.
Sorry, I'll keep it.
No, but I'm butting in.
But
I've got a big mouth.
No, you don't. But do you know, right, let me put it this way to you. No matter who you are, no matter what you look like, you're always going to find something wrong with yourself. Always.
And
because you're your worst critic, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And the thing is, right, because I've worked with so many, like literally I've worked with over 100,000 women on a one-to-one level, right? And they tell me about their insecurities and they tell me about what they've gone through. And I've read these emails and I've connected with them on such a personal level. And I get it because I have my own insecurities. So it does not matter how big my ass is, how small my waist is, how big my tits are, you know, I still have my own insecurities. And there are days I wake up feeling bloated. There are days I look at myself and I'm like, what the hell is that? There are days where I'm like, damn, I look sexy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are going to be ups, there are going to be downs. And to answer your question, it's not about me wanting to change my body anymore. It's actually about me performing now in the gym. I spent so long trying to look a certain way, trying to get a big bum, all this stuff, which is still very aspirational for most people, which is completely fine.
Yeah.
But now I go to the gym, like after this, I'm going to go to the gym and I want to run. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I crave, I'm craving running.
Yeah, I am.
Do you know what I mean? I just want to run and I want to do some abs.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm enjoying.
I love that though. I love a good 5K and then that's a core workout.
That's it. And then tomorrow I might wake up and really want to do some squats and deadlifts.
So now it's about doing what you enjoy. And that's what gyms should be about. I put up a quote the other day on my Instagram saying, work out because you love your body, not because you hate it.
Yeah, and I love working out. And I'm sticking to a program, for example. Like, I'm sticking... Every 4 weeks, I change my my workouts because I get a bit bored, you know. So I like to change them every 4 weeks. Still keep the essentials, like compounds. But I like to do a bit more accessories here and there. And it also, like, hypes me up because I'm like, today I'm smashing this workout. And then I'm, like, tracking my weights, right? So, like... I'm trying to beat the next week. And that's great because it gives me a goal.
And you're in competition, which is really important as well.
I am.
So you don't you're not comparing yourself to anyone else.
I've stopped doing that. I've literally stopped doing that. It's so draining because I will never look like them and they will never ever look like me.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to be able to look like someone who's 5'10" who naturally has a very, 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 very small waist, very, very small
legs. Like, imagine if I compared myself to you.
You just can't.
Yeah, waste of time.
It is a waste of time. So you work with what you're given.
Yeah, exactly.
And you make yourself feel... Yeah, you make yourself feel better and work harder and just work smarter as well. I always say that. You don't have to be in the gym for 3 hours at a time unless that's something you enjoy.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it to prove a point and to change the way you look, it's like, oh, for God's sake, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
All you need is 45 minutes, not even that. 30 minutes, smash out a home workout. Some of the best workouts I've ever had has been traveling in a hotel room. I smash out a full body workout, 20 minutes. I feel good. And then I order room service.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I've learned? Because you know you're saying some days you wake up bloated, whatever. I scroll through my phone, my gallery, and I look at photos of myself before I was pregnant. And I'm like, I can't believe that day I woke up thinking that I look shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so weird. You said, I'm not even exaggerating. I was thinking the same thing on the underground today.
Yeah.
I was scrolling. I was like, I cannot believe I was moaning about something like that back in the day. Yeah. I look banging.
Why didn't I?
What the hell?
Why didn't I show it off more? Why, you know.
Damn.
I wish I got more bikini photos.
That's so, I'm like, what the hell?
I'm like, what are you thinking, Queen?
Destiny, like, has joined us.
I know. But that's something for everyone listening to remember. Like, we need to stop not being happy.
Yeah.
Stop waking up looking for something. Just wake up and
enjoy what you have.
Enjoy what you have in the moment. You know, life's too short, and my body has changed so much since having the baby. I went from a 34 back to a 38 within like a month. My whole body is wider now. I'm 36, and once I lose some weight, it'll go to 34. But like, your whole body widens. I've never had stretch marks on my stomach, and I've got like big purple ones that look like two hands on my belly. My skin's saggy on my tummy now. My boobs have gone massive and then deflated again, so they're
Stop there, because what has your body achieved?
Exactly.
The most beautiful thing in your life.
But what I'm saying is that I don't really give a shit about any of that, because my little girl is just bloody amazing.
Yeah.
And if that's what it has taken, that's what it's taken.
Yeah.
And I will get back in the gym because it makes me feel good mentally. And the physical side of it and the physical improvements are just a bonus. And
that's what I've learned. We get so wrapped up on what we could have.
It's good to be ambitious, but maybe we need to all learn to be a bit more content.
To calm down.
We need to learn to be more content with what we've got. We're so lucky.
So blessed and so lucky in so many perspectives. To even have fresh water, to have a bed to sleep in. Like, things like that are not things that we should just bypass. They're things that we need to actually take into consideration, be so thankful for in this world, because some people don't have that.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, why are we getting so deep?
I mean, that was a nice way to end it, though.
But yeah, but guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Honestly, I could sit and talk to you all day about this.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
Of course.
Love you, babe.
Oh, I love you. And Connie, make sure that you are following her on Instagram. She's honestly just so raw. I don't think you're going to get as raw always this.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
No, you're bloody honest and I love it. You're really just transparent and it's your opinion. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know how to be anything but.
Good. That's exactly who you should be. Unapologetic. Anyway, guys, I'm going to cut it here because I could go on and on.
No, you keep going.
Let me know what you thought in the comments down below. And remember that I love you always and forever. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.